as the tip is secured by Branson finally. It was saved out of bounds by Gilbert and then was given right to Branson. Kimberlin with it now. They swing it to the right side to Ahmet. Ahmet inside to Williams. Williams kicks it out back to Ahmet. Ahmet, a couple crossover dribbles. Bombers in man-to-man. They kick it up top. Ethan Jones swings it to the left. Dominic Kimberlin inside to Williams. Back to Kimberlin. Kimberlin's going to drive to his right against Matt Jones. Off the window, won't go. Jones the rebound. And here come the Bombers. Wyatt Gilbert walking it up. They'll hand it off to Jake McGee. Jake McGee, the junior, getting the start this afternoon. Bombers rolling with four juniors and one senior on the floor as the backdoor lob to Jones hits the front of the rim from McGee. As Craig pushing ahead off the window, that won't go. McGee the rebound. Minute gone by here in this ball game, no score. Harris crossover dribble on the right side. They center it to McGee. Back to Harris. They drop it down to Tabor. Tried to at least. Ball was kicked. Went out of bounds. And it'll be the Bombers on the sideline. They get it in McGee. McGee has it on the Branson logo. Now back to Harris. Back to McGee. Over to Harris again. Over to Tabor. Finds a cutting Jake McGee. McGee gets it to go. Jake McGee making an impact early. First points of the ball game for either side. Bombers on top 2-0. About a minute and a half into this ball game. As Jones will be driving against McGee. Gets the tough reverse layup to go. They respond right back. McGee will walk it up. McGee back to Harris. Harris is going to try a three. He gets it to go. Satch Harris from the left corner knocks down the triple, and the Bombers are up 5-2. It's Kimberlin now. They get it inside to Williams. Williams is going to kick it out to Ahmet. Ahmet back to Kimberlin. Kimberlin's going to go to his right. Met by Jones. Going to drive toward the rim. Picks up his dribble about mid-post. Over to Ahmet. Ahmet back to Kimberlin. Kimberlin holding the ball. Gets it to Jones. Jones over to Craig as we have a whistle and he traveled. It was about to be a whistle anyway. 5:46 left in this first period. Bombers up 5-2. So McGee will walk it up. McGee working to his right over to Harris. Back to Jake. Jake, backdoor lob pass to Jones. He brings it down off the window, gets the whistle, but no bucket, but he'll shoot two free throws. Up a second time, the Bombers have run that play, and it was wide open both times. Foul be on Dominic Kimberlin. It'll be his first. So set Matt Jones to the line. Matt hits the first one. Matt, the only Bomber on the other side of half court, the second one, and Matty Ice is Matty Nice from the free throw line. He hits them both. 7-2 our score. Bombers on top early as it's Craig driving against Gilbert, pulls it back out over to Jones. Jones driving to his right, back to Ahmet. Ahmet now going to his left. Now between the circles, back to Williams. Darian Williams going to work on Dawson Tabor. As Tabor's in there, a lot of contact, no whistle. Looked like it should have been an offensive foul. As Harris saved it out of bounds, Tabor was still on the ground, tipped it over to Gilbert. I think that should have been a no call. I think there should have been something there, even if it was a block. But nonetheless, Bombers come up with the ball. Jones has it in the corner. Jones finds a back cutting. McGee. McGee gets the layup to go. Looked like he short-armed it, but he still got it to go as the Bombers are starting to pull away early on. Jake McGee with 4 points. As Craig driving inside, we have a whistle and an offensive foul. Sean Craig dropped the shoulder into Wyatt Gilbert, and Gilbert took the charge, and it'll be a foul on Craig. 4:44 left in this first period, and the Bombers find themselves up 9-2. Harris gets it inside to Jones. Jones off the front of the rim, won't go. Ahead to Ahmet. Ahmet now to Jones. Jones put a couple dribbles on the floor. Now they give it to Craig. Craig driving on Gilbert. Little 15-footer off the window. Good. Good English on it. And now Branson has their fourth point of the ball game. Bombers in no rush to get a shot up. Harris between the circles into Tabor. About the free throw line extended. Tabor fumbled the ball around. He lost it. Got it to Ahmed. Ahmed lost it too. It's picked off by Harris. Harris with the steal. Harris going to go to his right. Finds a cutting Gilbert. Gilbert 15-footer from the right elbow. Won't go. Rebounded by Jones. Ethan Jones, that is. As it's ahead to Ahmed. Ahmed crossover dribble. Got right to the lane. Missed the layup. Jones the rebound. Here's Wyatt Gilbert. Gilbert ahead to Harris. Harris between the circles. Now goes to his right. To the corner, McGee feeds Jones. Jones goes to the spin move, takes the contact off the window, won't go, left it long. Pirates come up with it. 9-4 our score, just north of 3 minutes remaining in this period. As Darian Williams is going to try a three, won't go, off the right side of the rim, fight for the rebound. Kimberlin comes up with it, takes up his dribble. That mid-post gives it out to Jones for three. On the way, it's an air ball. Tabor the rebound. Pushes it ahead to Gilbert, full head of steam. Ahead, kicks it to Harris. Harris driving inside, picks up his dribble, gives it to Jones. In rhythm, three. It's good! Matty Ice from downtown knocks down the triple, and the Bombers lead 12-4. .240 left in the first quarter. Bombers on defense now. Jones, they get it to Craig. Craig tried to shoot a layup, hit the top of the backboard, rebounded by Tabor. Tabor ahead to McGee, ahead to Gilbert. Gilbert full head of steam, picks up his dribble. Lets a guy go by him, puts up the shot fake, shoots it. Gilbert hits it, and we'll have a timeout on the floor. We'll take one with him. Bombers on top, 14-4 early on. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
Back here in Branson, Missouri, as Branson took a timeout, currently finding themselves down 14-4. 2:23 left in this first period. It's been all Bombers so far. As Branson will inbound across the timeline, guarded by Gilbert. He'll hand it off to Williams. Williams going to give it back to Craig. Craig going to post up Gilbert, kicks it back out to Darian Williams. Hands it off. That was to Colton Cooper, and he traveled. Colton Cooper fresh into the game. As Adam Sorrell is also in for the Bombers. Sorrell over to Gilbert. Sorrell over to McGee in the corner. Finds Jones on the post up. Sorrell's going to drive inside, dumps it down to Tabor. Had a guy on his back. Looked like it should have been a whistle, but Tabor had a wide open look, just missed it. Craig pushing ahead, takes the contact and the foul. Count it and one. Wyatt Gilbert was there to take a charge, but they're going to call it a block. As the foul is on, well, it's on Wyatt Gilbert, but they call it on Luke Proctor. I don't think they're going to say anything about it. Luke Proctor hasn't even appeared in a game yet this year. Well, interesting call by the officials once again, as they finally change it. Foul is on, of course, Wyatt Gilbert, as the and one was good. So 15-6 our score. Bombers on top, minute 40 remaining. Crawford catches it at the free throw line. Back to Sorrell on the right wing. Sorrell with it. Couple dribbles on the floor. Started by Kyle Scarborough. Jones going to put up another three. He's feeling it. Oh, he's got the touch this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Jones from downtown hits a three, and it's 18-6 Bombers. Gilbert pushing ahead, stops, pops, 15-footer, won't go. Jake McGee, the offensive rebound, back to Gilbert, top of the key three, rattled around, wouldn't go. So Bombers lose possession. Craig pushed it ahead, lost on the reverse layup. Jones the rebound, now he'll bring it up. Over to Sorrell, who got to Crawford from the free throw line. Off the window, won't go. Jones is there for the rebound. Takes a lot of contact. Ball hit, looks like off the top of the backboard, hit the stanchion. Should have been called out of bounds, but, of course, was not called out of bounds. Kimberlin now working against Jones in the front court. They'll get it back up top to Kyle Scarborough. He'll drive, hands it off to Colton Cooper. They get it over. It's almost a steal. Went out of bounds almost. And now Branson looks like they'll hold for the final shot. Craig over to Williams. Williams handoff to Cooper. Excuse me, that's Scarborough. Now this is Cooper. Darian Williams. Out to Sean Craig. Down to 15 seconds left in this ballgame. They finally corrected the score. It's 18-6. It's really 17-7. As down to 6 seconds on the clock, Craig's going to drive, and we have a whistle and a foul. That'll be on Adam Sorrell. Be his first. As it'll be Aiden Amet, Luke Allison, and Ethan Jones in for Branson. Down to 4 seconds, down to three, down to two. Amet puts up the three, won't go, and that'll do it for the quarter. So the Bombers come out hot. Been all Bombers here in this first quarter. We'll take a short little break, come back, bring you the second quarter. Bombers leading 17-7. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.